We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The icon living.
Joey Crack, Fat Joe.
Why fight the time when you can rewind the time?
I know that's right.
Why fight the time when you can rewind the time?
Joe walked in and Joe said, Envy, I got a check for you. Okay?
Envy been had a check.
I've never used rewind.
This guy
I
with the red hair, it's hard for us to find a guy. This is the best. Yeah. Listen, we made this ammonia free. This won't break you out. You know how you got some people with the grays? They fronting like they like the gray? Mm-hmm. It's because the other brands will break them out. Some guys go to the hospital. This don't break you out. We made this ammonia free for the Black and Brown.
You know, I do just for men.
No, it's over for now. Yeah, you turn me into a drill hair groomer. You know the drill,
Travis Kelce ain't even that old. He got going great already.
But you want to get them sharp lines. Okay. Man. You go to a Dominican barbershop up in Washington Heights, you might have a spot that just don't get connect.
Yeah.
They make your shit look like Jalen Rose.
Wait,
Jalen Rose, this super shit be looking like you could cut your finger off.
Absolutely.
I've been trying to get him on the box. He said, yo, Joe, I'm not ready for that yet. That's not, you know, it's been a stigma. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I used to go in there and sneak in at 3 in the morning, CVS, Walgreens. It was almost like buying a Kotex, a tampon. Mm-hmm. Your wife send you to get one and you scared to death to go to. I tell you, but now we got Travis Kelce. We got Tyson
Beckford.
Tyson Beckford is the biggest seller.
Yeah.
I will say this is the realest it's looked. Like your beard, it actually looks natural. I'm serious. Yeah. So if it's the rewind making it look like that, Joe. Salute rewind.
It was only one time with Joe. It was only one time with Joe.
Rewind got me right.
It was only that one time with you, Joe. That
what
one
you mean?
Time.
Which one?
It was one time.
I got a different conspiracy.
It wasn't a rewind.
For it.
It wasn't a rewind. No, it was before rewind.
But
it was before
I got a rewind. Different conspiracy for it, right? What? I just think my shit be so sharp that they think is fake. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it just be like, maybe I'm hallucinating. You know how you look in the mirror?
Nah, skinny, thinking
you want to lose weight?
Nah, I
think it always looked good.
But one time
I came up here and it looked like the chalk.
The painted on.
It was not.
He didn't come up here.
Rewind got it looking right.
Rewind got me looking right.
Yeah, I never even noticed. Like, even the sharp lines, I never even noticed that.
You know what I'm saying? The ladies take care of themselves. They look beautiful. Every day is something new.
You would go to CVS yourself?
It's the lashes. It's the this, it's mm-hmm. the every day they got a new thing in my house. You know, my daughter and my wife, they at the lashes, they at the nails, they at the this.
I'm with
they
you.
They at the that. There's a new treatment. It's called Morpheus. There's Morpheus. The, you know, they, bro, let me take care of myself.
So you would go get it yourself? It.
Yes. All the time.
Wow. The biggest thing I like about it.
But it was embarrassing. You know, I would throw it in there.
I walk in the drugstore and I see all that. I'm like, Joe getting some money.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long-term equity play, right?
Oh, yeah.
When that go, that's going to go.
No, that's the bag.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to lie, shout out to Sally's Beauty, Amazon.com. It been like, I mean, people act like, yo, you painted. I don't know, this shit flying.
Yeah.
Somebody's buying.
Word. Yeah.
Somebody's copping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Also making more men feel more comfortable being able to do something like this without getting jokes and stuff. Like, Charlamagne just told me that he don't grow his out because... It's gray and all of that. All the salt and pepper.
Yeah, you can get it now, boy. You won't break out nothing. You get that line. You look like Denzel, man. Why look 53 when you could be 40?
There you go.
43 when you could be 30?
Yeah.
I mean, this thing really, y'all, rewinds the time, man.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
What's going on,
Speaking of rewinding the time, 20 years of Lean Back.
Oh, wow.
My God.
$1 billion on one stage at the Apollo in one night.
Wow.
$1 billion will be present.
Wow.
We can't keep them away.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep calling, talking about there's no way we're going to celebrate Lean Back, Fat Joe, and Remy Ma without coming.
Mm-hmm.
So the list of people, right now we only said Dipset, Lox, and us, but it's really getting disgusting out there. The lineup, and we just gonna have the best time. I don't know if it's legal to smoke weed out there, but smoke your shit, have your drink, come in positivity, have a great time, because this gonna be one. I'm making the top five New York City moment.
Mm-hmm.
So like when Muhammad Ali fought for the championship in Madison Square, I'm doing that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they make a movie about this time 30 years from now, they're gonna say The Night in Harlem. Fat Joe's Leaned Back and the whole planet Earth came. It was too much in there. So I'm telling you, if you got a ticket, congrats. If you got a ticket, sell it for more now. Like, it's too much out of control what's gonna happen in Apollo. You know, I started amateur night. I won 4 weeks in a row in amateur night. So when I come back, it's always just home for me, you know? So we did it 360. We doing Apollo April 2nd. It's crazy. Is it like, I'm telling you. It's going to be crazy.
What did Lean Back do for Fat Joe's career and his life?
Well, God did a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I went rich. I thought I could save the whole neighborhood, 30 guys in Cadillac trucks and paying everybody's bills and buying lobsters every night for 30 guys. Then I went broke. Mm-hmm. I remember after What's Love, I was on my knees. On my knees, because that's where you got to do it. You got to, like, really feel the pain. Mm-hmm. When you're really praying for a miracle, it was like, God, one more chance, please. One more chance, one more chance. He gave me that one more chance.
Yeah.
That thing went number one in the world. And we was just, I remember the joint came out. And, like, I don't know if we could talk too much, but it was, like, 3 days after the song came out, and Little John asked me to come out at a show with him and perform.
Mm-hmm.
And 62,000 people were doing this. 3 days after, they was all like this. Now, I remember I looked to the back, and Kanye West was hiding behind the wall. He was like, oh, we got one, you know? And so, for me, I don't get high. I don't really do nothing. Ain't nothing wrong. Smoke your weed. Do whatever you want to do. But for me, my adrenaline, my get high is putting out hit records, hearing it in every car. You know, Lean Back, what it did do was... They was playing this in the club. Like, I walk in the club. I mean, literally 30, 40 times in a row. Like, you be dizzy in there. You, like, in there, pam, pam, pam. I'm looking at it like, damn, is this shit going to stop? You know what I'm saying? And they just, it's a incredible moment for hip hop music, and of course for me and rap.
But you never had. But one thing I would say about Joe, you never had a problem making a hit though. So that was never a problem. Some artists, they gotta find a hit. They gotta they gotta create a hit. You've never had that problem.
Well, that's the problem. That is the problem. What you just said is that because a hit record is really a miracle, a real hit record, not a fad or something, but one that's going to stay forever. Back that ass up. Money, just back
Negro
that ass.
Spiritual.
Or it's getting hot in here. Go shorty. Like those joints.
Live forever.
Right? They forever. You understand? So
you got a couple of those, though.
Yeah, I do, but it's a miracle to get that. You understand what I'm saying? So when you get it, you realize, oh, my God, thank you, God. When everybody turned around and be like, so I'll tell you what happened. Now, I got robbed for my publishing when I first came.
When you said you got robbed, everybody was like, nah, you ain't
getting it. I got robbed for my publishing.
For your publishing, yes.
Yeah, every artist did. Well, I had signed to this dude, Jelly Bean. He hit me with the We Latino and stole my publishing, me and Pun. And it took me like 15 years to get my shit back, right? So once I got my thing back, I heard all these artists, Ludacris, this one, that one, getting $2-3 million deals, this. So I went around, and they were like, you know, they were offering me like $250,000. I was like, yo, what happened to the $1 million deals? And I remember my lawyer at the time, he walked me to the truck. He was like, yo, Joe, you're not really hot right now.
Jesus.
I said, oh, Lord, that's all I need. I'm a Leo. I'm a lion.
Oh, gosh.
So I went down to Miami, got in with Scott Storch, came back with that lean back. Then I went right back to them same people.
They want you to move closer to the mic.
A month later, I went back to the same people, and they gave me the check. They gave me the biggest check. They wouldn't even let me leave the room. Minute it came on, and I was like, my people don't there. And I'm like, lean back. They was like, oh, no. Don't leave. We gotta get this done. And that's real negotiators. Like, real negotiators who want to get it done. Or they won't let you leave.
How did the idea of Lean Back, what people do that? Because it's such a monumental record. How
first
did that
of all,
come
I
about?
Came up the beat with Scott Storch, the boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. I said, Scott, I want, because Scott could play anything. Mm-hmm. So I said, Scott, I want you to play music. Imagine when Nas, DMX, and Belly were going in to rob the tunnel where their eyes was like that. I said, I want to play something that make you feel like they walking in, like they about to rob the joint. Mm-hmm. And we came up. He was like, what? I was like, bam, 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 bam. And he played it, right? And so through the whole beat, the beat was more like Moroccan-inspired to me. He made it, but I was giving him the ideas, right? But the actual hook was based on Missy Elliott, right? Because Missy was like, is that your bit? Is that your bit? And I realized that what I loved about Missy Records was repetition. Her hooks would just repeat itself. That's when I learned how to I make it rain, you know, a hit record repeats itself. So then that's where it inspired that, and then the Jamaicans was killing everything. So they had a Rockaway, Sniggle the Plane, around that man, and so I was like, yo, we gotta do something like the Jamaicans. So we don't dance, we just pull up our pants and so lean back. So that was the whole, and then the rhymes actually, if we're gonna keep it 100, were originally on a K Slay tape.
Cause they so gutter.
Yeah,
that's the illest thing about it.
Yeah, they was on a K Slay tape. Cause you know he would keep coming to get me every. He kept my pen warm, so he would come every 2-3 weeks and be like, "Yo, kick a freestyle." And then one day I just went crazy on his tape, and I was like, all right, when I get the right beat, I'm going to throw these rhymes on it. You know, so that the rest was his. That was out the gate.
Was Remy Ma always on it, or was one of
those
things she
you know what she did? She did the same thing to M.O.P. I didn't know. How does Remy Ma thug out M.O.P. and Fat Joe, right? So I had three verses. I wish I remember that verse, because it had to be crazy, right? Because it was the lean back. You know, when you in the zone, when you in that type of zone, when you like talking all that, you know, man, I wish I had that verse. So I went, go get McDonald's. Me and Khaled went, go get McDonald's. And we come back, everybody nervous in the studio. And I'm like, yo, what's up? And they like, I'm like, what's up? And they was like, yo, she erased your second verse and kicked the verse. I was like, yo, Rem, are you crazy? Like, what did this is my, that was my solo on the Terror Squad album. And when she played, oh, to the easy, It was like that thing they say, that thing you didn't know you need. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we never knew we needed it. And so I'm proud, you know, that me and my sister did that and put it out the park together. I just feel like, you know, me and her, we just got a super winning formula. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it like that, but it's true though. Like when Dre and Snoop come with a joint, you just like know it's dumb. When Rem and Joe come, if they come with it, it's out of here. Mm-hmm. And so that's the same thing I did with her with All the Way Up. You know, she came out of jail. She was struggling. I was struggling. And I sat down. I said, listen, man, let me explain something to you. I said, we could just, like if we could just put the thread through a needle. Like, if we do what we got to do, it's out of here because these people only know us from winning together. So it's like, all right, bro, put it together. And so when we did All the Way Up, it felt like Lean Back. It felt like, oh, they back. Mm-hmm. Like, but you don't know what I'm going through in life. We struggling. We pop. We trying to come back. I'm performing in Yugoslavia or China or Philippines. You know, I'm trying to run up the bag. And so, you know, that, you know, All the Way Up, it's almost like Lean Back too. It's like a continuation to it, to be honest with you.
Does collaborating with Remy feel like collaborating with Pun?
It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. She's the only person, Tone Sunshine too, that makes me feel like Pun is in the building. When I'm in the studio with Rem, I mean, you know, Terror Squad DNA is really different. Like, it's really different. We the most loyal when you lock in, and it's like we got each other's back for life. So it's like when we get in that studio, we telling stupid jokes, but you can hear Pun's jokes in the jokes. You know what I'm saying? And we bothering each other. We doing whatever we doing, but the man always in the building. Mm-hmm. You know, as weird as it sounds to anybody, you know, any moment I ever had in my life that was like big, I swear to God, I'm not lying. If I had a big moment and I go in the car, the minute I turn on the radio, still not a player's playing. Or I sign a deal and I look, somebody got a picture of Pun in the corner. So he always reminds me like, yo, bro, I'm your angel. You know, you ain't doing this by yourself, Joe. Mm-hmm. You ain't doing it by yourself. So, yeah, we feel like that.
Is Lean Back a 1B or number 2?
What do you mean?
In your catalog. Like, what's your best song ever? If I say, I'm not going to say best. I'll say biggest. Biggest, I think, would be What's Love.
The biggest best song.
Not best. Nah, the best is
Lean Back.
Okay.
Lean Back is because you know why? It's like Shook Ones, right? It was made, like you said, for the gutter, for the streets, for the this, for the that. And then we had Britney Spears and them singing that joint and Pink and them. I was performing at one time when I did What's Love. I seen no black or Spanish people for like a year. And I was like, yo, when are we going to perform this record for black and Spanish people? Because be careful of you blowing up. You with Jelly Roll, you ain't even seeing black or Spanish people. It's like, you know, because they're giving you the bag. You doing every big coliseum everywhere. You don't even know what's going on. Toby Keith next is you. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is when I did What's Love, everything prior to that was just gangster music. Mm-hmm. So if you hire Fat Joe for 20 minutes, and I don't care, you the whitest guy in America, he's cursing for 15 minutes. He's going bad. Like, I didn't know nothing else. All I could do was perform gangster music and What's Love. Like, they'd be like, oh my God, this is the What's Love guy? Like, you know, I mean, that is just the reality of it.
All right.
Now, I see you jumped into politics a little bit.
A little bit, man. Fat Joe will be mayor of New York one day.
No, sir.
Yes.
No, sir.
It's happening.
I see you've getting into that game a little bit. I don't know if it's
not a game. More. Not a game.
Not a game.
It's price transparency. Mm-hmm. So me and Power to the Pacers been going to Washington. I went one time. So what's going on is 100 million Americans in debt because of hospital bills. The hospital, this right here, you could go is $9.99, $12.99. You know the price. You know what the water is, $5.99, $6.99. You go to the hospital, you don't know what they charging you. Mm. A kid goes in the thing for an EpiPen. They charge him $16,500. He goes online and Googles that an EpiPen is only $200, right? And so you could go to the same. This ain't black or Spanish either. Mm-hmm. You go in the hospital right now, and hospitals all over America, every single hospital, okay? They're charging you $2,000 for an MRI. They're charging him $26,000. They charging her $64,000. Same hospital, same doctors, same tests. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's fair. And so the American people are dying because of this. Because what happens when you ain't got no family? No money. The family feuds. We break up the household. And this is the only thing that's bipartisan. So it's Republican, Democrat, it's black, it's white, it's Muslim, it's Jew, it's everything across the board, right? So this issue is dear to me. I went there three years ago, and I remember a journalist girl said, "Yo, Fat Joe, what are you doing here?" I said, "Well, I came for pressure." She was like, "Good luck. This is Washington. Nothing gets done here." I'm like, yo, I'm like, you know, we hip hop. We created all this from nothing. Trillion dollar business. You live in a castle off of hip hop. Do you get that? So who gonna tell you you can't get a law passed or whatever the case? I go back the next year, the first year only one politician met with me. He's a Republican from Kentucky. His name was Guthrie. He said, "I know what you're talking about. You know, I got family that did." All right, cool. 35, I went last year, it was 85 politicians. They passed a law in Congress that's cool, but it says estimates. Estimates are bullshit. Estimates ain't the real price. We want the price. So there's a new law coming from Bernie Sanders and Senator Braun that says the price, like, you got to be held accountable for the pricing. And so that's my true passion. Now, Kamala, she different. You know, she got a sweet spot for Fat Joe. You know what I'm saying? If the vice, yeah, man, she got a sweet. Let me explain something to you. We keep it real, right? If you go in the street, they say, "Yo, she was the police." Any gangster, if you look at King of New York or any of them walking with their lawyer, do you know your criminal defense attorney was a prosecutor? Every single one of them. Maybe 1% weren't prosecutors. It's what you got to go through. You had to go through wilding out and all that to get here. Every single lawyer that's a good lawyer learned the experience from being a prosecutor. So you're going to hold her accountable because she was a prosecutor? You know, so you got to know every guy. When you say, free Johnny boy, free the guy you hugging, he put a bunch of people in jail. So we can't just hold her accountable for that.
You was with her for the marijuana reform of
it. Yeah, but I was just with her because I really was there for price transparency. No. I was there. She asked me to come moderate the room. It was about pardons.
Yeah, because there was 11 people there who got pardoned.
Pardon, bro.
That got lost because of you, though, Joe.
No, people, you think so? Yeah. Well, I'm telling them now at the number one show in America that people were in there. I went there because they was talking about second chances. My friends is a walking second chance story. Third chance, fourth chance story.
Right.
Okay? Fat Joe wasn't this bubbly, nice guy, giving to the community, loving everybody. Come here, I love you, brother. I wasn't that, right? So I know that you could change, right? And so when I sit down next to the vice president, and when I get there, I don't know about you guys. Let me tell you something. People just... You know, we floss so much and all that, and we tell a big story, but the truth is, I don't think they know how poor I was growing up. The welfare, the free cheese, the projects, the this. So when I walk in that White House with her, as I walk in the door, I start hearing, "We shall overcome. We shall overcome." We used to sing this thing every day in our schools, in the hood. Now I'm at the president's in the White House. Of course I'm going to pull up and make sure it's positive, because it was really all about pardons. You had one guy who couldn't coach his kids' team because he had a criminal past. He got a pardon. Now he could coach his team. You got people who had criminal records. So the way they get the kids out the game is they'll catch you for drinking beer, smoking the blunt in your lobby, and you can never get a real good city job if that's what you want to do, even though I believe in entrepreneurship. I'm into owning your own shit. I see more power in the lady selling oranges on the highway than somebody who think they got a job. You know why? They're going to get fired. And then I don't even like how people talk to me when, you know, I got some jobs that's considered jobs that I don't own it, and they talk to me funny. Yo, Rich, you know, we paid them. You know, this, when they start talking like that, you be like, "Damn, I'm Joe Crack.
Yeah, I don't have to do it just because you paid me."
But it's like, it's that thing, right?
Yeah.
Where you feel like, yo, like, damn, I got somebody telling me, like, We pay you, Joe. So I don't believe in job security. I believe in being an entrepreneur to create financial freedom. That's my thing.
He was on IG Live, and he was saying, like, oh, with all the stuff going on in Haiti, you feel like nobody's helping them over there because they're the first free black nation?
Yeah.
What you mean?
What do you think I mean? I mean, like, they're the first freed black people. They rebelled, and they took over the country, and I feel like they cursed them, and they said, you know what? We ain't never helping them guys. They're the logo. They're the Jerry West of the NBA. They're the logo of free black people. And so you think it's a miracle that they 1 hour plane flight away from here and they living under these conditions or something like that? Now, that's conspiracy, Joe. Mm-hmm. May not be true. Mm-hmm. You know, every now and then I guess conspiracy, Joe. But what I'm saying is, once again, right, this is where I differ with Dr. Umar. And listen, I agree with him on 95% of the stuff he said.
Yeah.
I really mess with this guy. But when he says hip-hop don't do nothing. In fact, Joe, not Haitian, but I get up on my IG line and say, listen, guys, we got to do something. Mm-hmm. Nobody else wants to do nothing. Let's go. And you know what hip-hop says immediately when I said that? They know they got to go in their pocket. When Fat Joe says, hey, we collecting. It's Haiti time. Mm-hmm. The problem is with Haiti is that it's very corrupt system. And unfortunately, for years, people, they get in power so they can steal. Mm-hmm. And so right now, after be careful what you say. You might step in shit. Mm-hmm. So now I got to go. Fat Joe got to do his thing for Haiti. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to vet and find out who's the legit people that's going to give the people food and stuff. And got to understand, it's at war. You can't just walk in there. You know, when I sent the food to £1 million to Puerto Rico, we went there and we saw them give it out. Like, all right, job done. I don't know if I want to see barbecue out there when I go over there to bring the food over there. I don't want to see them guys out there. They clapping. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But Rich Flay is Haitian. You know, some of my best friends, my best friend is Haitian. Mm-hmm. His family's Haitian. I'm around Haitians all day. So I can't be looking at this devastation. Mm-hmm. And all I'm talking about is no politics. I'm talking about poverty.
Yeah, just being I'm human, talking about helping people.
Helping people, human.
That's right.
Like, they starving. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just like you heard that the hip-hop community heard it too, the higher-ups heard it, everybody heard, and they're like, oh, this fat, he coming with the envelope. You know, but I like to do charity that's safe.
Right.
That you know is going straight to you. Mm-hmm. You know, when we gave $2 million to the Muslims, 17 of them died in the Bronx last year. Mm-hmm. You know, we gave it to the mayor's fund. We vetted that to make sure no one makes money off this charity. All the money go back to the community. Mm-hmm. So that's where we at right now. And it's hard. They at war. They this. You know, my man Rich Player's mom's gives.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
To this one church, and she says, I'll be there. Yeah. They really do it, but, you know, we're trying to get in touch with them. We're trying to get in touch with the right people before I start my. And also, I said Zoe Dallas, who's a Haitian, got to be up front with me too, because you know the world asks a lot about us. Mm-hmm. Truthfully, we're older, but we're still that young person we always was since we was a kid. So just insecurities, whatever the case may be, it's a tall task. But you know, it's his time. I'm gonna help him. I'm going to get the money. I'm going to get everybody to donate. We're going to donate. I'm going to donate. But Joey Dollar got to be the face of it because he's Haitian. He got to stand up.
That's right.
And what just be Clef? Like, huh?
What about Clef?
Clef, my man, we go on with that. You know, I don't know what his situation is with that. I'm going Zoe Dallas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I see him out there, and I see he got a lot of respect from the streets. He's this. All we want to do is feed people. That's it. That's all I want to do is feed people. Let people, eat. You know what I'm saying? Send them food. Send them medicine. Send them this. That's it. That's all I care about.
You can't run from your destiny, Joe. Fat Joe is going to be the mayor of New York one day. I'm telling you, it's inevitable for you.
You don't say it, please.
I love money. These people don't get paid. Mean, you know what's up.
You was at the State of the Union. Mm-hmm.
I love politics as an innocent bystander. Mm-hmm. You know, but once you start digging up the bones and going in the closet, I don't want that type of problem, man.
But you're transparent with everything. We know. Yeah. Joe, you are on record saying I like violence. Okay, we know.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Joe,
kiss babies. How about my daughter just bought a dog? We have a new member of the family. He's Bear Cartagena. He's a problem. He's from the Bronx. Okay, he don't know mansion life. He's from the Bronx. Let me tell you, this guy keep biting me. Bit my titty, man. The guy is crazy, man.
What kind of dog?
And so he's a little fluffy.
Pomeranian?
Nah, fluffy, one of them things. What? Ask Rich what he is. He's a fluffy, little dog, man. But this guy's a terror. He take my drawers, run around the house with the shit. Like, yo, bro, I got to send him to corrective school. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. He's a terror. But that Fat Joe was... Probably would have kicked him out the house a long time ago, but I'm still trying to deal with it. You know, but about politics, I really, I'm not a politician, brother.
Yeah.
He's a Frenchie. A fluffy Frenchie.
Frenchie.
Cute. He's a bad boy.
Cute, but he's a bad boy.
No, he's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
He's like Pistol Peach.
How much you pay for your fluffy
Tony Yayo. He got a knife. He came with a knife with him.
How much you pay for your fluffy Frenchie? Them things, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, they have.
I don't know. I went and got them. Shout out to the breeder. Ask them for her name. She's from Orlando, man. Mm-hmm. We get all our dogs from her. Yeah. She ain't no joke. She in Orlando. She the best. So she went and got that for my daughter. And, And yo, ask him for the name.
That's why I didn't get a fluffy one. They was like, why? I saw one for $10,000. I got the regular one.
No, it's expensive.
Yeah.
But that's not the problem.
Yeah, the fluffy
I want a
ones.
Nice dog.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my problem. I had a dog recently died in my arms about a year ago. His name was Bismarcky. But he was what Bismarck was? Motif. What's the girl's name from Orlando?
Superior style bullies.
She's the truth. Mm-hmm. I recommend her all the way. But Bismarcky died in my arms right here in Jersey. He fell out. I rushed him to the hospital. I couldn't. He was such a nice dog, and I come home stressed out, and I rub his belly, and I get it all. You know, the man was there for me. This guy want to bite me and shit and all that. We got to work on this guy.
Yeah.
He's from the Bronx. There's no other way. There's no way to tell you.
I want to ask you about Lean Back again, because, you know, Lean Back's such a classic record. You remember the ad-libs, right? And I remember you shouting out Raul on Lean Back. I did the
your man, brother. You went there. He was my best friend and most trusted friend in the world. And it was a time where everybody went against me, even my own crew. It's hard being the leader of some serious guys, right? And I remember one time it almost went crazy, and a man came and stood on my feet. He went in front of me and went on my feet. Like, he wasn't touching it. His feet was on my feet. Mm-hmm. He said, anybody move with this guy here, it's over. For everybody. He was looking at dangerous guys, but he stepped on my feet. You get what I'm saying? Like, he said, this the priority. You know, we going. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that was the type of guy he was. He's my best friend since high school. And that was crazy. You know, it's still crazy. You know, I'm going to get buried by Raul. You know what I'm saying? And in Miami, I buried him. We did a beautiful funeral. And I realized going to see him, I said, man, this way they're going to bury me right next to my man.
Yeah.
His last post speaks volumes, because he was bigging you up. He said, if you ran the world, everybody would eat.
Everybody woody.
That's
what we about. You know, I got a mentor. His name is J.R. Reitinger. He passed away too. He was a billionaire. He taught me everything I know about business, right? And his whole concept was, we all gotta eat. If you eat, I eat. If you're successful, I eat. And so one thing that I know, we're getting better at it, but within the black and brown community, it was always like, I'm the king of the tower, and you're under me. And that's not strength. Mm-hmm. Strength is if, you know, we know Envy got all the money, but if he ever needed something, he could call Joe, I got him. Mm-hmm. You know, if I ever needed you for something, needed you something, that's strength. Mm-hmm. Strength is everybody eating in their own way. We really don't need nothing. Mm-hmm. We don't need nothing. Everybody doing just fine. But if we did, you know, that's the real strength.
Like Hov said, if everybody in your clique is rich, your clique is rugged, nobody in fault, everybody beat each other's crutches.
That was one of the great, Hov said too many great lines, but that was one of the greatest lines ever in hip-hop history. Word. Because it's the truth. People always thought, you think you, something happened to you, everybody else is broke, everybody else, what are we doing? You know, shout out Rich Player. To ask him for the part, he just started the cannabis joint. On the 18th grand opening, it's
Paint Puff Pass.
Paint Puff. Yeah, I'm the only one that don't know the name, but it's across the street from Melba's. Harlem, stand up.
Melba, same street. Yeah, same
Harlem, right by Melba's.
I think he said
Cannabis
April
World.
13th,
Paint
April 15th,
Puff
I think
and Pass.
The grand opening. I'll be there, though.
Paint Puff and Peace.
That's it, Paint
Puff. You know, but so my brother.
Smoking paint and.
Yeah, but it brings me joy to see my brother winning. It brings me joy to see my brothers winning. It brings me joy to know that he's employing people in the community that look like us. You know, that's what y'all got to understand. That is the strength. You know, I say all the time, you know, we all said we want to get out the projects. We want to get out the hood. But people get out and never come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I try to keep a presence out there and open businesses in the hood and employ single parent mothers. And, you know, I got a single parent mother. I won't say her name, but she called me up. She finally understood. You know, she from the hood. We gave her a job. She been with us 10 years, but she said, Joe, I bought my first house.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And she was so emotional. Mm-hmm. And I felt it. And I was like, you see, this is what I was trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. I was trying to tell you, if you rock with the team, you're going to grow. You're going to be a boss. You're going to go to another level. But that's the stuff that makes me happy.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, making sure, you know, I'm hoping that when all my employees cut their Thanksgiving turkey, they be like, yo, thank for fat guy.
Yeah.
You know, he got us the turkey.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's what it's about.
Yeah. Did you, I know you got a bunch of phone calls when you did your video with the Trump sneaker.
Yeah, the Kamala, that's what I was going to say. The Kamala
It wasn't the flex.
The Kamala call you
Nah,
saying,
it wasn't
Joe.
The flex. Look, it wasn't the flex. You know, I'm a big sneaker collector. It wasn't it. It wasn't it. And so, you know, I own thousands and thousands. I got the rarest sneakers. If Michael Jackson made a sneaker made out of the white glove, I got it. Mm-hmm. If Prince, I got a sneaker that's made for Prince that Prince never got. Like, I got all the rarest sneakers in America, but that was not the flex.
Did Kamala call you, though? Did she call you and be like, Joe?
Nah, they know where my heart is at. They know where that was just, it was wrong.
It was sneaker and stuff.
That's it.
That's all it was.
I saw you was the only person in America got it right. It was sneaker ass stuff, but wrong. You know why? Because I'm mature enough to put myself out, stand out the box, be like, yo, if Cameron would have threw them sneakers up, or Fab or one of them, I'd have been pissed at them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this guy, you know, you got to come around, Charlamagne. You got to come around, man, because, you know, this guy, see, we have we have a short-term memory. We have a short-term memory, right? And we forget that 2 years ago we was all like sick of this guy. We wanted it, and now we like we want the guy back, because when you don't co-sign this side, you like leave it open to, like, you know, you go over there. And I don't like the way it felt. Mm-hmm. I did not like the way that time felt when he was, you know, president. I'm trying to get a law passed, so I don't want to go too partisan with it, but you know what I mean.
I tell people that, you know, he's a threat to the
Come
democracy.
Come home, man.
He led an attempted coup.
Come
in the country.
Home, man.
I'm not home.
No. You
don't
home.
Feel like that's our home.
There's Let me not, tell you what it is. This is the one problem I got, and this is with all my friends, because I got a lot of Trumpers around.
Mm-hmm. Oof. He's not a Trumper.
No, I got.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but when you stay neutral, what Martin Luther King says, silence is. You know, he's not feeling Joe Biden and Kamala, right?
I like Kamala.
So. You like Kamala?
Yeah.
Damn, that's good news. That's a break
like
in. That's
like
a break.
Kamala.
All right, that's a break. That's a break in what I thought. Now, but what I'm saying is, to say nothing is like Being to clear. Co-sign that, mm-hmm. right? My thing is, I believe in. We all made enough money. We all from here. We want to make more. I believe in capitalism, but I believe in looking out for the less fortunate.
Of course,
right. My best friends who are Republicans and Trumpers, they say, bro, you make so much money, you want to save in tax. There's a morality clause there for me where I don't feel good just saving taxes and I got to deal with, you know, there's two donkeys out here. There's one that you put the thing on, and if you don't put the saddle on him, he can't walk straight. He's a donkey. Right?
Then we're going to use that clip.
Hold on. No. Yo, listen. Then there's another donkey. You know, listen, man. You make your choice when it's time, man, whatever the case may be. But I'm just trying to tell you, man, it's serious times out here. And I like to think I'm with the righteous. I'm with the righteous team. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I'm saying. And for all the people who got on me for showing them Trump sneakers. No. They ignited the base. You know, I never seen hate like this in my life. Like, viral mania. Oh, he's a sellout. You know, they was at that. I'm like, damn, I wish you guys come out to the polls. Like, you really feel that way? But what gets me confused about politics is why this is the scary part of politics. 4 days later, I'm with Kamala in the White House. Oh, what you doing with this woman? What's wrong with these people, man?
Yeah.
You understand? I'm old enough to know that I'm not a sellout. I'm trying to get you guys a pardon, okay? I'm sitting with her navigating, you know, yo, Joe, we giving pardons out. Oh, sure. I would love to sit next to you for this one. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to give some people pardons.
I do got to ask, though. Mm-hmm. I know you got to go. You did apologize the other day to a young kid.
Oh, no, no. That was a regular apology. You know what happened was, you know, that's why I got in trouble. Well, not in trouble, but that's why people got in their panties about the Trump sneaker, right? So the thing about sneaker collecting is it's ego. It's like, yo, I got the joint you ain't got. Clark Kent gets sick when I put up something. He hit me up, yo, you's a sucker. Mayor threatens me. We do this worldwide. It's just like hip-hop. You pull out the sneaker, oh, everybody's mad, whatever. We love each other. Shout out DJ Clark Kent. But, you know, we flex. So a little kid comes up to me, and I didn't realize he was a little kid, and I flexed on him. Shout out to little Jazzy.
What you mean you flexed on him?
Nah, I went bad. Like, I got sneakers older than you. I got that. When I look back at the video, yo, Charlamagne, I felt terrible. I'm going to give the kid an interview. Nah, I'm good. I swear to God.
But Joe in the kid's face, I got sneakers older than you.
What kind of questions you trying to? I'm too cocky. Like, come on, man. Check yourself.
What did he say?
Nothing. I was just on my cocky. I went to Sneaker Con. All the sneaker collectors are there. I'm like, yeah, what's up? He says, yo, let me ask you a question about why do you mean you ask me questions? I got sneakers out of you. I got the sneakers in there. I looked at the video. Damn. I was so embarrassed like a week later.
He was fired up, man.
Yo, ask Rich who's the kid. Ask Rich the barber who's the kid. Yo, bro, I looked at that. I said, oh, no. I gotta correct myself. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what. No, we gotta be very careful. I'm gonna tell you why. I know you work hard. Mm-hmm. I know you tired sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know you got things to do. People don't know that celebrities really have real life. We're really stressed out behind the scene. We're dealing with parents that are ill. Who knows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your kid grew up in a mansion, but now he wants to think he's a gang member and be in the hood, and now you got to worry about your son. I mean, we worked all our life to give our kids a great.
Absolutely.
And somehow they all want to end up in the hood, in the gang, trying to be like something they miss, right? And so sometimes we're guilty of being in the airport really, really tired, and somebody might ask you for a picture or something. Yeah. And you're just like, yo, I just did 10. I got to chill. You know, I'm in All-Star Weekend, and I'm walking out, and I see one of my favorite correspondents, Wolf Blitzer from CNN. Right, I mean, I grew up with Wolf. I love this guy, right? So I see him, and I go, Wolf Blitzer, almost groupie-like. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be honest with you. I never seen him in my life. I was like, yo, Wolf Blitzer. So he keeps going. His whole team. I mean the whole team, the security, the publicist, maybe his daughter, whatever. They ran in front of him. They like, yo, it's Fat Joe. He looks to the side. I could see him a little bit. You know, I could see him. I don't care who it is. Let's go. He broke my heart. I was sitting there. I said, Wolf.
Wolf.
He was walking away. I said, Wolf. And I knew from that moment, I never want to treat one of my fans like that. Again. Mm-hmm. And that so the kid probably came up Fat Joe number one sneaker like I got sneakers on you.
I'm trying to find his name. I can't find his
Who
name.
Who wants to smoke with me? What's his name? Did he have?
Last question I gotta ask. You know, you talk about all the time how people try to trick you out of your position, right? They want you to punch them in the face. They want you to do something for them to take, and you said you spent a long time dealing with that. Have you ever had conversations with some of these artists to be like, it's okay to let it go?
Well, what happens?
Meek Mill, for instance, or
somebody else. What happens to me is that my life is transparent.
Gabriel.
My life, that's the little kid that does the interviews. I'm going to do one with him. My life is so transparent. So when you see me go on IG and I tell you about I got bullied, beat up, or I write the book of Jose, or I tell them when we won, when we lost. I tell them stories like how I lost $2 million when somebody was trying to give it to me, but I had 30, 40 thugs with me and they stopped. That's the way I reach out to them. Now, if somebody calls me or somebody talks to me, like, you know, I've talked to the biggest young, like, you know, the Kodak Blacks, the 21 Savages, they ask the OG questions.
So they do reach out, okay.
They be like, yo, OG, and sometimes I don't mind my business. If I see Lotto, who I love, right? If I see her about to get into something, I hit her with the DM, be like, sis, keep that moving. And we don't, been through there, been there, done that. And she'd be like, oh, thank you, OG, I had to hear this. And so, you know, I always reach out to the young kings and queens that's moving and be like, oh, no, we got to go. Cardi B, I'd be like, no. You got to keep that moving. Like, they trying to jam. I've been through every jam.
I know.
You know, I learned, right? And I appreciate you guys for just keeping it about subject matter. But it was a young guy, right? It was a young guy. He went to the radio. I don't know who he is. I owe him so much money, right? He's a young rapper. He went up there. He had a project out. I think this was in L.A. Let's just get New York out the clear. Mm-hmm. And he went in there. He went to talk about his album. They said, yo, man, what's up with rapper such and such? And he said, yo, man, I don't really know that, brother. I'm here to talk about the new album, right? Mm. Kept going. What about rapper such and such? He said, bro, this is how you jam us up and you start us going against each other. Mm-hmm. I'm not here for that. I'm about my album. And I watched the on-air person and I said, well, if we just talking about your album, we ain't really got nothing to talk about.
Damn, that's crazy.
That was the end of the interview. But from that young dude, me, an OG, I learned so much from that young kid. I owe him money is what I'm trying to tell you, because I used to come up here and just like, Joe, what about, yeah, go get him. Do this, do that. And I'm sitting here, and when I look at my old interviews, I was like, I was just an automatic go. Like, it was like, anything you said to Joe, he going to run out and, you know, a crash dummy. Just straight up a crash dummy. Like, what do you think about, let's go. Yeah, I don't care. You know.
But you also was telling the truth. That's your life. That's who you were. It's not like you was up here lying. Like,
No. But what happened to me one time that you got to be careful because your words are powerful. Mm-hmm. And I'm really not trying to, but it's a perfect example. East Coast, West Coast, I'm really tight with Biggie Smalls. I do know Tupac Shakur, right? I know that's weird to the young kids listening, but Biggie's my man, right? Mm-hmm. Family since day one. And Tupac, I know him. We cool. But I get up here, and they do it to me. Yo, what do you think about the East Coast, West Coast? Yo, I don't know, man, but if somebody talk to me, it's on and popping out here. Like, we can get it popping, this, whatever they want, this. Now, Tupac's in jail doing time up in New York. The Spanish cats hear that, and they start making him feel real uncomfortable in jail now. Right? Mutah Bell could tell you the story. Right? So Tupac reaches out to me and says, yo, Joe, put him on the phone. I think it was Greg Nice from Nice and Smooth. Put him on the phone. He's like, yo, I got Tupac. So, bless you. He's like, I got Tupac. I'm like, yo, what's up? He's like, yo, Joe, I fuck with you. You know, my beef with them is this and this and that. He was like, you know, they're making it real uncomfortable for me in here. The Spanish dudes, it's like, you got on the radio, send a kite. You don't rock with me. So I had to send a real kite to the Spanish dudes in there and say, yo, I don't really have a problem with them. Like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? They wind up being cool with him in there. And, you know, and so he always said to his crew and everybody, like, yo, Fat Joe, you know, he held it down, but you got to be, your words are very powerful, and they could cause real situations out there without you even knowing.
That's right.
So you got to be careful.
Well, Joe got to go, guys.
Joe Kridak.
April 2nd, the Apollo.
That's right. Get your tickets
standing
now.
Standing room only. I mean, it's sold out, but if you could get one to buy from a scalper, do it. No, I just, people tell me, Terror Squad, we a different DNA. You see how Khaled move? See how I move? I don't take nothing for chance. If my sneaker came out, I went and gave a sneaker to anybody who would take it to make sure it's sold out. Thank you, brother. Thank you. The point is, I'm going to put in that work. So the Apollo sold out already. Congratulations. Yeah. But I'm still making my rounds to let y'all know you're going to miss something. It's an all-time high in New York. It's $1 billion on the stage. At one night at the Apollo, April 2nd. I don't know how else to tell you. I don't know who else is coming.
J-Lo coming out, I'm sure.
It's going to get dumb. I can't confirm them. But in the world of hip-hop, There is nobody who's not calling the phone talking about we pulling up. Mm-hmm. You know, the
Khaled.
The whole Philly Ross. Coming. Mm-hmm. The yeah. Beanie Sigels, the this, that, the this, anybody you could think of on the planet Earth. The Mob Deeps, the this, the Kims, the Kiss. They won't stop the fort like your OG. We're going to salute you. We're going to see how smooth. It's just not going to stop. You might Nori. See, you might, of course, Nori, you yes. might see out of nowhere, girl, I've been thinking about you all day long. Hey. Like, we going real 88 on them. We going real 90. It's getting dark. It's, I mean, all I keep saying every time my phone goes down, all I hear is that Bay Area song. Dum, 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 dum. I swear to God, that's all, that's the theme song of this show, is I just keep hearing dum, dum. You know how they get hyped? Yep, dum, dum, dum. I can't believe it. I'm sitting, let's see how this happens.
We want to see Lil Gabriel.
Huh?
Lil Gabriel coming.
No, no. I don't really know him.
He know Lil you. Gabriel. He know music.
Me? Yeah, I don't know him. But anybody I do know,
yeah,
man, they coming.
This sounds like it's going to be two nights.
No, it's
it
one night.
Be.
It seems like you're going to make
one
another
night only, baby.
No.
You
know,
only people that want to buy tickets, you got to get
No. It's a one night. I can't ask for favors every night. Yeah. Apollo budget ain't like that. Come on, let's get real. Get real. We ain't making no money. This is the culture. This is one night only. You know what I mean? It's Fat Joe coming back to his home, the Apollo Theater, and we're going to just leave it all on the floor. And I just think that we need a good time.
That's right.
We just want to have a good time, smoke the shit, drink the shit, have fun. If you don't get high, I don't get high. So we good, right? But just come in there and enjoy and be in the moment. You know, you could film whatever you want, but I'd rather you just be in the moment. That's because right. It's going to be one of them nights in New York City history that you're never going to forget if you're in the building.
Yeah.
And if you're not in the building, you're going to be sick because they're going to be calling you. Like, oh my God. You know, you might best be chilling out of nowhere you hear. G-Unit. Bo! We could get it. Bo! Ooh. We could get the drama poppers. Bo, bo, bo! It's going down. Many, man.
Y'all never performed together, right?
I mean, yeah, we did. We performed together. Like, I'm not saying, no, I'm just trying to say, in the hip hop wish list.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you is $1 billion on the stage. It could be anybody.
That'd be crazy.
They might just come through gliding like, you know what I'm saying? What I can tell you is not a single person I have called has said no.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying. Wow. Not there one person. Mm. I said, you know?
Yeah.
You might be in there and go, Milk is chilling. Gizmo's chilling. Hey. What more can I say?
You selling this shit and it's already sold out. That's crazy. Right. How right. Are
these what did he say? What did Jamaica say?
Rewind.
Pull up! Pull up! It's going to be a lot of pull up. No, it's going to be shout out to DJ Ted Smooth. He's going to be DJing the whole joint.
Shout out to Ted Smooth.
You know, he earned that. You know what I'm saying? All the DJs hit me up. They want to get on. And Ted Smooth told me, he said, they wasn't with you shooting in the gym.
Right.
And I said, I looked at Ted. I said, wow, that whole COVID, I did the Fat Joe show. Ted was up there DJing with me. I said, you right. You deserve this. Let's go.
Ted and Slade, the only ones that deserve that. Rest in peace, Slay. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Joe Krydak, always a pleasure, my brother.
Right. Oh, thank you so much.
It's the Breakfast Club, Fat Joe.
Let's get it.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.